Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:39. We're going to top out of 52 today with some rain possible. 49 right now. There is an accident.
Yeah, it looks like it's on Rice Street in 6 Mile Road. They have Brandon Cruz dispatched. There's an unconscious person and a helicopter en route.
And we just got a call that said that it's backed up for miles all the way back into Brandon.
Yeah,
so
not a good deal. So I would take
not
an
a good
alternative
deal and,
route.
Yeah, definitely alternate route this morning. Okay, we got to do... Oh, I almost forgot. I accidentally clicked the wrong tab. I meant to click a different tab on my computer here. And I ended up with the email and I saw Nate.
Oh, I wrote it down already.
99 is the number today to crack the vault. On Friday, we'll give you another number tomorrow. Well, Mel will. I won't.
I'll remember.
I'll be sleeping tomorrow.
Have
at
fun.
This time.
Enjoy.
I will. I will enjoy the slumber. Anyway, there's a new food craze. Seems like there's always some kind of food craze. You know, for a while there, it was avocados.
I like avocados.
Oh, avocado. It's a superfood. Been around for a few centuries. It's not new. They've had guacamole in restaurants for years. All of a sudden, it's like, guacamole, avocado.
Well, I think it's just the avocado part of it.
Yeah, okay. Well, the next big deal when it comes to food fads is going to be, or could be, smoked water.
Excuse me?
Smoked water.
What the heck is that?
Water that's been smoked.
How?
A company out of Wales called Angel Sea Salt has just developed smoked water. Hey, at least it isn't just tap water that they're calling, natural spring water in a bottle.
I don't understand what you're saying here, because that sounds so ridiculous.
They made it for a famous chef named Heston Blumenthal to sell at his restaurant in West Berkshire, England. It's called the Fat Duck. The water is smoked for about 4 days over oak, which gives it a smoky smell and flavor. Then it can be drank straight up, used in cooking, or used in cocktails.
Wouldn't it just evaporate?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was wondering, too. I guess that's their secret.
That's what I'm sitting there thinking. Wouldn't it just evaporate up if it's warm and smooth? I'm confused. This doesn't even make any sense.
I know. This restaurant, the Fat Duck, they're not selling the smoked water. You get it as part of a $311 per person tasting menu.
What? $311?
And no word on whether or not it's coming to the U.S., but it sounds like an opportunity for free money, so I'm sure it'll find its way here sometime soon.
What?
Wow. Yeah, I get how you smoke meat. You put meat in a thing that's smoky,
yeah,
and it gets smoked.
Yeah.
If you put water in something that's...
smoking warm.
Well, it's either going to do one of two things. It's going to put out the thing making the smoke.
Yeah.
Or it's going to evaporate.
Yeah.
But I suppose if it's trapped, it can't evaporate.
So
like
maybe it like goes
maybe
to
it
the
evaporates,
roof of whatever.
Maybe it evaporates into a tube and the tube goes to another
maybe
container.
And it drips.
Yeah. Smoked water.
Sure. I can't imagine that it would taste any different, really.
The story in
That's
the Argus
stupid.
This morning is awesome. Manager at the Dairy Queen on West 26th Street, had a guy come in, was trying to rob her on Monday. it was outside the West 26th Street Dairy Queen. She ended up beating him over the head with the money bags. She says in the story here, I've always been told to just give somebody the money, but my instinct was just to hit him.
Well, it did say that, he wasn't carrying
did not
any
have a
weapon.
And she also said if he had a weapon, she would have dropped the money.
Yeah.
But
I think that's hilarious. That's awesome.
Yeah. Plus getting hit over the, I hope there was a lot of change.
Oh gosh. I bet you there was a whole bunch of rolls
I hope
quarters
somebody,
in there.
I hope somebody paid for a blizzard with pennies the night before.
I guess the man is still at large.
Yeah.
So the story says.
That could give you a concussion getting hit over the head with a bag full of change.
Right?
Yeah. That would not feel good. At all. We've got some tickets to the JC's Haunted House to give away. And to do that, we're going to play Fact or Bullcrap.
Oh, my goodness.
Haven't played that in a few weeks.
It's been a while.
A little while. Not forever.
A few weeks? When was the last time we played it?
A couple of weeks ago.
Was I here?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't remember that.
You must
that.
Have been wearing your red jeans that day.
What does that have to do with my memory?
361-5557 to play Fact or Bullcrap for JC's Haunted House tickets. Call now. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:53, up to 52 today, 49 right now, and we are playing Fact or Bullcrap. We got some tickets to the JC's Haunted House. That is open pretty much every night now through Halloween, I believe, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. No, it's not open tonight.
It's not open tonight?
No. Wait.
It's Wednesday? It's
I'm looking.
4th.
Oh, October, yeah, it's open tonight.
2012.
They screwed me up and put a whole bunch of dates on one line on this sheet. Because it said Thursday, Friday, Monday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. I'm like, it's only open Sundays and Fridays? What?
No.
No, it's open tonight.
Yeah, because it was open last night.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a really good time if you want to see the walkthrough of it.
Oh, yeah. Mel's got the video at hot1047.com.
Yeah, I went through it. You'll hear my daughter cry at the beginning. Don't mind her.
I heard her cry this morning.
No, oh, different daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Becky is on the phone. How are you, Becky?
Pretty good.
All right. You calling in for Fact or Bullcrap?
I am.
All right. You know how to play the game?
Yes, I do.
All right, Becky. Your first question. By the way, the theme today is election predictions.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this will be fun. Okay. Oh, I almost forgot my buttons. I can't be without my buttons for Fact or Bullcrap. Then it wouldn't be Fact or Bullcrap.
Have.
I remember the first time we played it after a while, I had completely forgotten my buttons. And we actually played the whole thing without the buttons.
Which is a little more difficult.
I know. Well, it's not more difficult. It's just not as much fun.
Yeah.
All right. Becky, here is your first statement. If President Obama is elected, then Notre Dame's football team will lose their ball game. Is that fact or bullcrap?
Bullcrap.
That is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. Notre Dame has won all three bowl games they've played in the months a Democrat has won.
Okay.
Or in the months after the Democrat has won the election. All right, you got one. You need two out of three here, Becky.
Okay.
If Mitt Romney wins, the groundhog is probably going to see his shadow in February. Is that fact or bullcrap?
Bullcrap.
That is a scientific fact.
Uh-huh.
No, that was a fact.
That is not a scientific fact.
The groundhog has seen his shadow. No, the fact that these things have happened after is a fact.
Okay, I was going to say, there's
the groundhog has seen his shadow all 12 times Republicans have won in the last 100 years.
Weird.
It's more like after the fact predictions.
Okay.
It's not predictions of the election.
Alrighty.
Okay, now if Obama wins, the groundhog is probably going to see his shadow. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
That is a scientific fact.
Uh-huh.
That is also a fact because the groundhog never not sees his shadow.
Okay.
That was a double negative and hard to understand.
Yeah.
He always sees his shadow, I should have said.
Did you see me like look really confused?
He never not sees his shadow.
I was like, what?
Yeah, that wasn't the best grammar in the world.
No, you're speaking like my seven-year-old.
If there's an English professor listening right now, their head had just exploded. Yeah, well, the groundhog always sees its shadow, so it doesn't matter. The groundhog's going to see a shadow no matter who wins the election. Becky, okay, we have got a couple of tickets for you to the JC's Haunted House, all right?
Okay.
Congratulations. You know, it was a horrible grammar lesson.
It was.
But it was a good math lesson.
Math.
Two negatives multiplied is a positive.
Oh, no.
You know.
What school did you go
negative
to?
Negative 2 times negative 2 is positive 4.
It doesn't work that way with English.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But it does with math.
Yeah.
And math is more scientific.
It still doesn't work.
So a negative cancels out another negative.
Dude, you're making my head hurt. You're making my head hurt.
Yeah.
Stop.
I suck at math.
Me too, but you're making my head hurt.
What do you suck at?
Math. I'm not good at math at all. I was never good at it. I barely passed algebra.
I had to take it twice in college.
Well,
and the only reason I passed it the second time was because the guy went really slow.
It's such a big class, and I just didn't get it. Like, it didn't make any sense.
No.
To me at all.
I'm just curious what other people suck at. What are you terrible at? What are you absolutely no good at whatsoever?
I can do basic math, but that algebra stuff.
Oh, yeah. When it was, and I can add and multiply and divide numbers.
Yeah.
Letters?
I don't get it.
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
It just never worked for me.
I've never understood it. I am not good at running.
Me neither.
I'm not good at it. Okay. Not like I look funny when I do it.
I hate it. I'm okay probably at it, but I hate it.
I always look at traffic athletes and go, what's wrong with you?
I don't get people that can run the marathons and half marathons. I'm like, there's no way I could ever do that.
Whatever it is you are terrible at. And I'm sure some of the ones we get are going to remind us of things we also suck at.
Yeah.
361-555-7, email or text am at hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.